Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Word of Truth Outreach Podcast. I'm your today host, Kent Lee, and I'm going to try to take just a few minutes to try to give you an encouraging word that will help you along your way when it seems like life is against you and seems like nothing is for you. I just got an encouraging word that I really want you to take in today to help you along your way and just know that God will do as he said in his word. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So just know, in your time of trouble, you know, the Bible said he will hide you in his pavilion. So we know that he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So I want to encourage you to hang on to those words, because truly, in a time of need, those words are valuable. They will bring you out of any situation that you're in, knowing that God is a God of his word. Kind of sort of reminds us in the Bible where he says, he's not like a man that he shall lie. So we got that to bank on. We got that to rely on. When we're going through something and he speaks something, we know it's going to come to pass because he will honor his spoken word. Amen. And also, like where it says in Psalms 119 and 89, that his word is already settled in heaven. So whatever he speaks to you, it's already been settled. So it has to be performed simply because he has spoken it and it's been settled in heaven. Amen. The Bible goes forth to say that if we loose it here on earth, then it can be loosed in heaven. If we bind it here on earth, then it can be bound in heaven. So that means God has already settled things in heaven, that whatever we carry ourselves out with is going to come to pass. So I just wanted to, like I said, give you an encouraging thought today, and I'm going to be out of your way, and just give me 5 or 10 minutes, we will be done. Amen. I know if you're like me, that you have been through so many times that you have struggled to pray. There were things you needed the Lord to come see about, so you attempted to pray for those things because it's not like you didn't want to pray, but you couldn't pray. And no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't seem to get one out. Well, you've been shut down. And I want to try to explain what I mean by shut down, because as I read certain situations in the Bible, that certain ones got shut down when they failed to believe on the word that God had sent their way to rely on. It didn't matter where he spoken it himself, but sent a representation of him. He still expected them to take the word for what it was worth and to hang on to it. So there were cases in the Bible where he shut certain ones down simply because their faith wasn't up to a level that he expected to be when he provided his spoken word. Amen. There's a reason why God will decide to shut you out. Keep this in mind. There are times when God is a little more understanding and a little more lenient with us. That's when we make mistakes on our own, and they are honest mistakes. And but when it concerns something he speaks by his spoken word, there is no gray area to take it as it is. You have to take the word for what it is. And one thing for him to speak to you himself, but he requires the same attention to his spoken word, even if it's through a source he decided to use to represent him. Even in our worst, God never wants us to doubt what he says. Can we get amen? Sometimes we might get by when we don't obey him when he speaks. But when it comes to that life-changing word, he won't let us off the hook. How many of you know it's the impossible things that he wants to do that will cause him to shut you down when you fail to move on his spoken word, to believe on them? Luke recorded upon hearing this message from Gabriel, that Zechariah responded by asking, "How can I be sure of this?" Now, this was based on the angels telling him at his old age that he was going to conceive a son. So he questioned it, and I really don't think that was the best thing he can do. But nevertheless, how can I be sure of this? Just like then, the same expectation to hear and respond when he speaks is the same. How many of you know it's special? Very special when our God singled us out to firsthand speak to us, or to send his representation to let us know that our situation or the circumstance which takes a move of God is going to happen. It's going to be fixed. But in the back of our minds, we know that you or nobody else that you know can help you with this task. Now, I know we're not to the point that some of us don't really doubt some of the things that we're going through, especially if it's an impossible moment or impossible task, because there's some things, just plain and simple, will have to take an act of God. It's going to have to take a miracle in order to fix or to change. So deep down in our heart and in our mind, there's some of us that is not going to believe that we are going to receive this impossible moment. You might as well say amen, because I know it's so. Now, you might be holier than anybody else when you're in the church around everybody and you trust God with all your might and you know God will do this and you know God will do that. But when you're alone, there's something about you that will not trust everything that you hear concerning an impossible moment. Amen. So, but in the back of your mind, as I stated, that it will take a miracle to get rid of this impossible moment that you're about to happen. Then you hear this inner voice telling you that it will happen, but you persuade yourself that that's not the voice of God. No way will you get that impossible thing that's in your life to be there. Newsflash, God won't make us believe in him speaking. You better know when it's him, because he's not going to sit there and spin his wheels for a lifetime trying to persuade you that he's about to, that he's telling you that he's about to move on your life. You got to know when it's God from the jump. The Bible tells us to try the Spirit, by the Spirit, that we'll know that it's a God. Come on here. So you got to get that relationship that can verify to your spirit that it is God that's telling you that this impossible moment that you need to wait on, that you need fixed, will now get fixed. Amen. But anyway, Gabriel then told Zechariah that he would not be able to speak until the child John was born. Biblical interpreters commonly viewed Zechariah's temporary impairment in speech as a punishment for the lack of faith. So there are repercussions when our God takes the time to speak to your matter and you fail to trust what's been told to you. Zechariah, a priest, is visited by the angel Gabriel while serving in the temple. Despite Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth's old age, Gabriel foretold him the birth of his son John, who will prepare the way of the Lord. Zechariah doubts the angel's words, and his ability to speak was taken away from him until the prophecy be fulfilled. You see, he was shut down simply because he failed to believe on the word that God sent through his representation, Gabriel. Amen. So there are times when God will speak something to you that you, it may not come to you the way you think it should come. It may not come through whom you think it should come through. But when God speaks something, he expects you to listen, to hear it, and then act on it and obey. Amen. But sometimes we have the tendency to kick up against something if we don't think this is the way it should be done. God's ways is not our ways. He don't do things the way we do things. So just understand when he gets ready to do something, just know that it's him that's doing it. Come on here. So Luke 1 reminds us of the all-inspired nature of God's plan, the divine announcements for the fulfillment of the prophecy to the impossible that we might be needing from him. The chapter serves as a testament to God's faithfulness, the beginning of the fulfillment of God's promises, and a call to each of us to respond in faith, just like Mary and Zechariah. The angel Gabriel visited Mary in Nazareth, announcing she would conceive a son, Jesus, who will reign over Jacob's house and forever, and many wonders how this can happen. Oh, man. So Mary wondered how this could happen by her not being with someone, and it's going to explain this and that. But the truth of the matter is, as I stated, God works the impossible. So it is worth our time and effort to believe him when he speaks on a situation that nobody can fix. Just know that he can. So, Gabriel assures her this will be through the Holy Spirit and shares Elizabeth's pregnancy as a sign. Listen at this. Mary submits to God's will. That's what's wrong with a lot of us. We don't submit to God's will when he is trying to tell us something or something to do or something that he's about to do. We put up a flag like we doubt that. And that comes with us not having a relationship with him close enough to understand that this is him that is actually speaking this. Amen. It's also a reminder that with God, not only is the impossible possible, it will happen if we can believe, submit, and trust his spoken word to us. To sum it up, the Lord will shut us down if we fail to believe when he speaks the impossible. We think that something big is harder for him to handle than something small. Get this. Everything is the same to our Lord. He looks at cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease, and any other attack as the same as a common cold. So there's nothing that's too big or nothing too small that God can't handle. He put the same emphasis on his all. He put the same care on his all and the same deliverance pattern on it all. So it don't matter the size of your situation or your problem, God can handle it. There ain't nothing too big or too hard for our God. Amen. This is what I love about him. When he wants to fix something, no matter what it is, he speaks to it. Have you spoken to your attacks lately? Have you spoken to everything that the enemy is trying to do against you? Have you spoken to the attacks of your body? Have you spoken to the attacks in your mind? Have you spoken to your joblessness? Have you spoken to your poverty levels? Have you spoken to all of these things in your life that a change can come? Oh, my. See, God is able to turn it around for you. He's able to make it work on your behalf. The Bible tells us that greater things we will do because he will go to the Father. This authorized the impossible to happen. Oh, my. The book of John, chapter 14, went on to explain it like this. Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father. Oh, my. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If you shall say or ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and you shall be in him. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So trust Jesus to get it done for you. Trust the fact that he has authorized heaven to handle all of your concerns. Verse 28 sums it up, and we're almost done. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said I go into the Father. Oh, man, that is something to be happy about, something to be thrilled about, because Jesus is going to explain it, you know, as powerful as we recognize him to be in the things, many things that we've seen him do. But yet and still, he said there's another level to this. He said, I go away and come again to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. When he gets the Father involved, find somebody and tell them, when he goes to the Father, he just opened my greater pathway. So when he goes to the Father, that means all your impossible moments can be taken care of. Don't ever allow God to speak something to you, then you put yourself in that annoyed mode where you're annoying what he said. That can end up just like Zechariah to a punishment. He will shut you down, shut you out until whatever he said comes to pass. So just know when God speaks something to you, that is going to happen no matter. Get your confirmation. You know, like when you go online and you pay a bill and you're going to give them all your credit card information for them to get that bill out of your account, they send your confirmation number. That confirmation number lets you know if anything is ever doubted about you making that payment, that number will let them know that, yeah, you did make this payment because it's in our system as you pay it, and this is the number that we spit out to show that confirmation. Same thing with God. Get confirmation that God is about to deliver you from the situation you're in. How can you get that confirmation? You can get that confirmation through the word. When God only going to honor his spoken word. If he spoke it, then it got to come to pass. So find the spoken word as a confirmation to what he told you about you. And then when something comes to you differently than what God has said in his spoken word, then you know that's not a God. One thing I do know, God wants you whole. He wants you healed. He wants you delivered. God wants you taken care of. So anytime that you are going through and you have doubts about it, find out what he said in his word. And then when that word speak to you, honor that word. Submit yourself to that word. And I'm telling you, God will see everything that you desire come to pass. But if you fail to hear his spoken word and believe on what he said, you're going to have to face a little punishment simply because he's saying, you don't trust me enough to believe my word. So I'm here to tell you today, there ain't nothing that you're going through that's too hard for our God. And we want you to take that beyond quoting that. We want you to bank on it. We want you to know this within yourself, within your spirit, that there's nothing too hard for God, no matter what you face with. Because there's always going to be somebody that's going to give you something negative concerning what you're going through. I guess that's why you sometimes you should just shut up and shut down and not even tell nobody your business, because you're going to get some discouraging words from somebody that don't have faith like you have faith. So just trust God to bring you out of every little mishap that you're going through. And I promise you, this will make you appreciate him more and more in your walk. I hope there was something said in that will help you along your way, that will help you be encouraged that no matter what I'm going through, God is able to bring me out. And no matter how bad it looked, that is just right for God, because he works the impossible. The Bible says he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. So he'll take something that don't make sense to you to make it make sense. Come on here. If I'm saying that right. So no matter what it looked like, God is still yet able to handle. Do as Mary did. Submit to God. Just like he was saying when the enemy come and attacks us and try to throw all manner of things on it, it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Those are things we have to do. Submit and then trust and believe on what he tells us that he will do. Amen. This has been another Word of Truth Outreach Podcast with your host, Kent Lee. Thankful that God has chosen me in such a time as this to deliver this word. And we hope and pray that something was said that will help you along your way this week and the days ahead. Amen. I thank God for being here. And I miss my partner again. But, you know, as I stated, my partner, busy lady, just some things that, you know, that come up. You know, that's just how it is when you're in the workforce and you have different things you got to handle, different places you have to go, different things you got to do. So sometimes you can't be everywhere at once. And in the future, I'm going to try to get it worked out. So if by chance that she might be somewhere, you know, out of the network, then we still can make it possible for us to do our podcast together. Because truly, I like doing them together with her, because it brings out the best in me. And sometimes I think she tells me it brings out the best in her. So I hope and pray that somewhere along the way we start getting that incorporated so that whenever she's not in town or wherever, then we won't miss a beat in our podcast, because truly, if there ever been a time to continue to deliver that word is now. And I am glad that I took the time to be here today, but I miss my partner, and hopefully that she'll be with me soon. Amen. So until we meet again, we pray that you have a blessed Sunday. Take care, be safe, and just know that God is standing by waiting to work the impossible. And as the word of God says, Jesus said, greater things are you do because they go to the Father. Oh, my. Isn't that good today to know that no matter how great Jesus was, there's still things that you can be greater in and greater of because he goes to the Father and tell them that you deserve to be greater. Come on here. Man, I like the sounds of that. And I just pray to God that he would continue to anoint each and every one of us to a level that's, just so captivating, when you speak to a thing and it has to get in line. The Bible says the anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. So I feel like we had got to just get an upgrade on our anointing all along so that when the new things that the enemy tried to come up with, God is ahead of it with the anointing. And it cannot do anything to us. It can't bring no harm to us simply because of the anointing. We need to learn how to use the anointing, use the gifts that God has given us in order to maintain authority over the enemy and his spirits. We let him and his spirits have a field day with us because we're not utilizing the things that God has given us to fight the battles with. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but they're mighty. They're mighty through Christ. And every weapon that he has given us to fight with are weapons that will triumph over the enemy every day of the week. But why is he triumphing over us? Or is it a lack of understanding the gift and the power of the anointing? Or is it being unskillful? But nevertheless, we got to get ourselves to the place when God anoints us, it will allow us to captivate and have authority over everything that the enemy tried to represent to come and overtake us in God's people. Amen. So read fast. Do whatever we got to do to get that anointing to another level. Get it refreshed daily, as the word says, so that we will be ready for the things that the enemy tried to secretly bring into our lives to captivate us and to overtake us. Amen. So I pray that you will seek the anointing like never before, because that's the only thing that's going to destroy the yoke of bondage. Come on here, somebody. Again, Kent Lee, Word of Truth Outreach Podcast. Happy Sunday. And we out. God bless.